What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Trill. Thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Hopefully everybody's Wednesday night was good. Looking ahead to the weekend, lots coming up. Going to be super fun. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good, man, on this beautiful, beautiful Thursday. Got a little rain last night. Kind of needed it.
We missed it somehow. Yeah. We could see it, like, because it was went through, like, the middle of town and then curved up maybe towards you guys. We sat there and watched a lightning storm. It was crazy.
Yeah, man.
Like, it was going nuts last night over downtown. It was pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, it was, man. But hopefully everything was all right over there, man. As like you said, we're ready for the big weekend of Beyonce and Abe gave me some wireless. Well, anyway, hey, I left my headphones in the car and I'm feeling really awkward, but I don't need to hear anything.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to use any audio in the first segment.
I'm good
segment.
With you. But yeah, it's going to be a crazy weekend. Beyonce in town.
Yeah.
All Star Game weekend stuff starts. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we got SEC Media Days. We are going to be at Twin Peaks tomorrow in Kennesaw. So that
starts off a run of Andy and Randy on tour.
Yes.
We'll be at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw tomorrow if you want to come by and see us. Then on Sunday, we'll be at Murph's at Cobb Galleria for All-Star stuff. Abe and Grant will also be there, Abe before us and Grant after us. Then on Monday, we'll be back at Murph's. Tuesday, back at Murph's. Wednesday, SEC Media Days. Thursday, SEC Media Days. And then Friday, we're at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
There we go.
So we're out.
Yeah, we won't see this. Maybe, because I know we were talking yesterday about the parking has went up. Mm. You think, since I won't be using it for a week, you think they might be able to refund some stuff?
Yeah, maybe prorate you or something like that.
I would hope so.
I would think that would be I don't know who you go down to the blue deck and talk to that lady.
Yeah, she's very nice. Well, I mean, she's nice. She's a very nice lady. Because, I mean, I went through a string of those little access cards.
Okay.
Yeah, I lost like two in one week.
I wouldn't know. She doesn't look nice. But book by cover.
She's very nice.
Judging the book by a cover.
But I
wouldn't be nice if I worked 70 floors under sea level.
Yeah.
And it was my job to look at 35 monitors and make sure nobody was doing anything wrong all day.
She did look me up. What, you here again? I was like, yes, ma'am.
No, that's good.
I lost my access card again.
That's good. That means she knows you.
Yeah, yeah.
You've developed
I don't think you want to be known as a person that loses stuff. And so, yeah, I lost two key cards in 1 week. But, hey, it's all good.
You know what? You're back.
I'm back. Got up in this thing, man. But, yeah, great night of baseball. The tease. I'm talking about, Andy, just, you know, I know I can't say the word that you want to say because the FCCC will get on us, but the blue –
yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's exactly what it is. And that's what makes it so frustrating when they have a night like last night where, you know, that's when you know things are really bad for your favorite team. It's like even when they do good, it just kind of makes you more mad because you know what they're capable of and they just don't do it hardly ever. I mean, that's why, and let me confirm this as I'm leading my way into saying it, because I think it's still true after last night. The Braves are still a plus run differential on the season,
yep.
Because when they lose, except for two games ago when they lost 10-1, but by and large, they lose 1 and 2 run games. And when they win, they go out there and hit 5 home runs,
yes.
and look like the team that they were supposed to be.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, that it kind of doubles down the frustration of it. It does do that thing of, and I don't know how far gone it has to be before you stop doing this, but it does that thing of like, I don't know, maybe all these guys can just get hot and they can go on a run.
The funny thing, Buck, is that the two guys that everybody keeps talking about the struggle, out of everybody, they were the only ones that didn't get on the fun last night.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was going to leave those two guys alone.
I wanted to.
Yeah.
I was
going to leave them alone since everybody else did a good job last night. Yeah, we can sort of ignore what they did.
But, okay.
But, like, here's really what it is. Like, I mean, you got Strider today, so you have a chance to win the series, right?
Yeah.
You have to win. I mean, you're going to have to win 4 out of every 5 Strider starts. You're going to have to win 4 out of every 5 Grant Holmes starts. You're going to have to hope Elder can do that 1 out of 3.
It's 1 out of 3, didn't I say?
And then you have to find a way to
win.
1 out of 4,
but.
Okay, 1 out of 4. Okay, so 1 out of 4, but if he does that 1 out of 4 times, then you can win that one, and then maybe one of the other out of four you can score and win. So you got to win 1 out of 2 Elder starts, and then you got to find a way to win like 1 out of 3 of your bullpen starts.
Bryce Quarter. That's what we're going to call him.
Quarter Pounder Elder?
Quarter Pounder Elder. There it is. Quarter Pounder Elder. That's what we'll call
Quarter
him.
Pounder's on the mound today.
That doesn't seem too impossible.
Right.
Especially with the way the offense is.
But the problem with that is even if you're talking about those guys all right, you got to be this good for them to win, and you win at that level, all that averages out really to still only winning like 60% of your games.
Yeah.
Like that's 3 out of 5 games.
Yep.
That's not going to be enough to get you back into this thing.
No.
Like you're really going to have to win 3. And maybe 2 out of 3 would. That's like 66%. Like that's what it is from now on. You got to go like 50-25 in order to even sniff the wild card portion of the playoffs. And it's just asking a lot. It's asking a lot with the, and it's also, you know, it's unrealistic given the way that things have looked for the majority of the season to think that they could do that. Even if there was like a better explanation for why it's looked like that,
right.
Like if a bunch of people had been hurt the whole time or whatever, and you were about to get them all back, it's like, all right, now we can hit the ground running and work your way back into the thing. None of that's happening. Like it's just guys that are playing bad inexplicably. And now you're adding injuries to it, which have sort of mounted up over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, I don't know. Like we've said many times, like just try to enjoy the nights like last night. It was really fun to watch Acuna hit a couple of home runs. Great to see him back in the lineup in general. And only missed one game with that back soreness. He confirmed he's still planning on doing the home run derby. So, like, that's all fun, individual Braves player stuff that you can root for. I mean, if you're still looking for, you know, it's hard to find the silver lining from a big picture standpoint, but there's fun little stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, you got to, when it's like this, you got to, you know, find the silver lining in certain things. And one is we get to see Ronald Acuña play baseball. We get to see a up and coming, hopefully stud catcher in Baldwin go out there and do his thing, and obviously Spencer Strider seems to be getting more and more like the Spencer Strider that we've grown to accustomed to seeing, and so there's certain things like that, and then obviously the hope factor, and obviously I mean Matt Olson is having a really good year right now, but then you sit back and then you still have a little hope in it with Michael and Ozzie, so. You know what it is, especially with the pitching staff and things like that. It's just what it's going to be. It's going to be what it's going to be because they have no options. And I think that's the thing that I keep looking at is like I can get mad at the pitching, but they really have no other options.
Right.
This is the best they can do right
It's not Fuentes' fault.
It's
Fuentes
not.
Shouldn't have been out there.
It should just. I mean, but they had no other choice.
Right.
You know, and so you're just going to continue to see these guys. You're going to the guy, what's my man from the Pirates. They just brought in. Whoever he is, that guy.
Wiles?
Yeah, him. They're going to bring in another guy like him or something, right? Mm-hmm. Close to the trade deadline or something. Just to try to get somebody with starting pitching experience. Might not be good,
right?
But somebody that's been a starter in the bigs.
That, and also if they're not good, at least you're not worried about it ruining their future prospects.
Correct.
Right? Like with Fuentes or any of these other young guys they might bring up that are, you know, guys that are supposed to be a part of the franchise in the coming years, you have that in the back of your mind of like, all right, like we bring him up too soon and it messes with his confidence.
Right.
You got a journeyman in there. Obviously, you're hoping that it goes well. You're not expecting it to be great. And then if it isn't, his confidence is not your concern.
Correct.
You know?
Correct.
His future confidence, not to say that it doesn't matter, but like it's probably not going to ruin his life if the Braves pick him up and he doesn't have a couple good starts.
Correct. You know, he's dog meat. You know, he's so much, you know, just pretty much.
He's leftovers.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
You ever have those nights where it's like, look, nobody wants to cook. Yeah. We've done this, like, we've got some pretty good meals the last couple nights. Let's just do a leftover scrounge for yourself night.
Oh, no doubt about
That's what they're looking for. Dude,
them damn silver, glass Tupperware joints.
Yeah. They're
everywhere. They're taking up all the damn space.
There's one pork chop and some Brussels sprouts. I'll do that. There's some chicken and some pasta. You do that.
Those are the
best. We'll warm up some meatballs for the kids.
Those are the best right there. When you piecing dinner, you're going
way easier.
Yeah, it's so much easier.
Do you like visiting California?
She's listening. I mean, I like visiting California. My only thing, and this is anywhere I go, I just hate going. The process of getting there. Now, I don't go to LA as much as I probably should go when she goes to see mom and everything. But I mean, when I go, I have fun.
You've enjoyed your time in California in general. I used to live there.
Outside of being an employee there,
right? The taxes.
Yes.
But you know who doesn't like going to California?
Who's that?
The Braves. Last night was their first win in 14 games.
Really?
In California. They were 0-13 going back to the wild card last year against the Padres, where they got swept in two. And then, obviously, the first road trip of the year was an 0-7. And then they went back out there and played, I think, the Giants and got swept.
Yep.
And then they lost the first game of the series to the Athletics.
Yep.
It was like, damn, are they ever going to win in the state of California?
No.
They finally did.
Well, there you go.
1-14 in California. 1-13.
That's one of those silver linings.
Is that really a silver lining?
Not really, Andy. But
I guess it happened yesterday.
But again, you're trying. You got to try to find something. You just don't want it just all bad all the time.
No, I mean not all bad all the time. But I think it's also, you know what I mean. Like it's okay that, and we've been honest about it, just to be like, all right, this is kind of what this season is. Now it's more about the why of it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it's hard to do that every single day. And obviously, you react to what happened the day before and yesterday. What happened was good, which, like we said, leads to the frustration of, damn, why can't these guys do this more often? It was really nice to see Marcell Ozuna hit a home run.
Yes.
Like, it felt like it had been a really long time since Marcell Ozuna had hit a home run.
It had been.
Because it had been. Yeah. That's why. The time is dwindling to sort of think that anything could sort of resurrect this season. All right. So now it's like, why? Why do you make sure it doesn't happen again next year?
Yeah, I mean, but... I can't start looking at next year yet because I'm still stuck in this year, and this is a damn nightmare that you just don't want, that you can't wake up from. I mean, sometimes you get, sometimes when you sleep, you open up that one eye to check, make sure nobody around.
Is that real?
That's what this is.
By the way, speaking of that, and I know every parent has had this before, I'm usually pretty good with it, but she got up out of her bed and walked into ours last night, and I must have been in dead sleep, and I just woke up like, whoa, she was right in my face.
It happens.
Normally, I'm like, I kind of hear her coming or whatever. Right. She opens her door and it cracks or something. And it's like, all right, this is coming to town.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get up, get her back in there. How long is this going to take? Who knows? Last night, she was in there. I don't know how long she was standing in front of me. But she might have been standing because she was like nose to nose, which is like, also, why do that? You know what I mean?
Why
make a sound.
Do they do that to us?
I don't know.
They don't do that.
I know why she does it to me. Two reasons. Number one, my side's closer to the door, I'm right there.
Uh-huh.
But also, mom doesn't wake up.
Yeah.
Like her mom, Ashley doesn't take any, like, she sleeps like she's on like 40 melatonins.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm over there, I'm waking up for everything. I'm up, not last night though.
Yep.
Not till she was breathing in my face.
Yeah, dog. I've been there. My wife sleeps like,
oh God.
My wife, like, I have to make sure she's okay sometimes because she sleeps so damn hard.
Yeah.
But yeah,
must be nice to feel that comfortable.
Yeah, dog, because I'll be up like,
every sound wakes me up.
Every sound wakes me up. But yeah, if for some reason, all the kids, every time they would come in our damn room, and rightfully so, because every place we always stayed at, my side of the bed has always been by the door. Still kind of confused how that always ends that way. But anyways.
You know why.
Yeah, I know.
First line of defense.
Yeah, I know why. But yeah, it's like. But
then what if they come in through the window? That's always my question.
Yeah, if somebody comes through our bedroom window to get us.
Well, you guys are on the second floor.
Yeah. We deserve it. That's just a skillful killer.
That's tip of the hat.
Yeah, no. I might not even make it a resistance that you got up here.
Well done.
I mean, yeah, like a grappling hook and all that stuff up there. So yeah, I can't deal with that. But yeah.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Staring in the face of the kid scares the hell out of you.
Scared the hell out of me.
And make sure you don't just clock him.
I know. Yeah. Because that was my reaction. It was like, what the? And then I've said, and I don't think I've ever said this phrase before, but I was so tired and in the moment, I was like, whoa, you scared the bejesus out of me. What's the bejesus?
Not the bejesus.
I don't know what that is. Nickname for Jesus?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Not the bejesus.
Scared the bejesus. I have no bejesus left in my whole body after that.
Yeah, man.
To restore some of that. All right. We'll come back and tell you what's trending. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.